This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Backers of a ballot initiative to put the right to abortion into the Colorado Constitution have formally launched their campaign to gather signatures. CPR's Brenta Berkland has more.
The proposal would ask voters to get rid of Colorado's ban on any public funding for abortions and allow public employees to get coverage for the procedure through their health insurance. Nicole Hensel heads New Era Colorado, a nonprofit that seeks to turn out the youth vote. She says this initiative resonates with those voters.
If you have a young person in your life, you know that autonomy is really important to them, being able to make their own decisions, being able to have control over their futures.
Supporters still need to gather more than 120,000 signatures from across the state to put the measure on the ballot. As a constitutional amendment, it will need 55% of the vote to pass. I'm Brenta Berkland, CPR News.
The Denver-based company that owns the North Face, Vans, Timberland, and other major apparel brands says more than 35 million customers were exposed in a cyber attack. VF Corp says the data breach began in mid-December. The Denver Business Journal reports it's unclear how sensitive the exposed customer information was, but the company says it has no evidence hackers accessed passwords or payment data. The cyber attack came days after VF announced 500 layoffs, citing poor sales. Former Colorado Rockies player Todd Helton looks likely to be elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on his sixth try. Official results of the vote will be released today, and Helton appears on track to get in. Players need 75% of the votes from baseball writers to win election. Helton played his whole career with the Rockies until retiring in 2013. If elected, he'll join former Rocky Larry Walker in the Hall. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.